This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Indie rockers Kobe and the Prisoners' latest album is showing off the band's talent at producing homegrown recordings that are polished and radio-ready. For this week's Shuffle, WKSU contributor Brittany Nader talked with frontman Kobe Hartzler about the band's sound and his roots in the Dover, New Philadelphia area.
I was always drawn to songwriting and being in a band, so even before I knew how to sing or how to craft a song or that, immediately found friends that had a drum set and a bass guitar, and we formed a band. And then out of high school was when I formed like a more serious project with a friend. The band was called State Bird. We got on a small record label. It never really broke up. People were just kind of moving away. Yeah. That's when this project sort of started. I was like, well, I still want to keep playing music. I've got these songs. Kobe and the Prisoners kind of started out as just a recording project, a show here, there. And like I said, in the last couple of years, trying to be more active with it. I'm begging you to stay in the car. We can never really change who we are. I'm just lost. Like the seagulls in this parking lot. Our fate. Highway fast food restaurant. Yeah, when the next one dies. Yeah, when the next one dies. I won't be surprised.
How has your sound evolved since the early days and State Bird from Kobe and the Prisoners? Because like as a listener, I even hear differences in the new album compared to other ones.
Yeah. State Bird, the end, was like a pretty noisy alternative rock band. It was like pretty loose and loud. I think the one theme that has kind of remained the same is like the looseness that I kind of still approach things. I think a lot of bands rehearse a song like till they're playing the exact same way and the same note every time. And that just like, it just bores me and I can't do it. And so I like to keep it exciting and almost allow for like surprises. You can allow the song, whether it's live or recording, to almost take shape in front of you like while it's happening. So we must move on.
Kobe, you came out with your recent album, Everyone, with Kobe and the Prisoners, and it's been about 2 years since your last album, Candy Queen. What were you working on in those 2 years? What was the songwriting process for this new album?
It was sort of a transition phase, like in my personal life. My wife and I, we were moving. I was kind of in the process of quitting my job and transitioning to doing some other things, basically to kind of set me up to be able to do more recording and music. But in that time, I was writing songs. I was putting together my own studio. Mm-hmm. The studio that I have is in Dover, and that's actually where we recorded this album.
What keeps you in that region? Because it's kind of rural, and it's sort of away from like the bigger cities around here.
Yeah, that's a question that my wife and I ponder daily, it seems like. One, just financially, it's so much easier. Like I'm able to have a recording space and a house and like still live super cheap. You know, there's also something I kind of enjoy about the small town life.
So what's in store for the future of the band? You know, no definite plans to like move to a bigger city. Where do you see this going from here?
Even though we're in a small town, we're kind of nicely situated where there are bigger cities within an hour or two drive, lots of them. So I'd like to try to break into those areas a bit more. And then also just constantly recording.
That's Kobe Hartzler of Kobe and the Prisoners, talking with WKSU contributor Brittany Nader. You can find links to their music and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's regular spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.